When I wander the halls of San Francisco's Asian Art Museum, the rooms where I am most impressed, actually awed, are those that contain the collection of hundreds of Buddhas, Guanyins, Ganeshas, and other idols. The feeling there is thick somehow, as if the idols and statues emit some palpable force. When I contemplate the enormous mass of religious matter excreted by humans and all the time we've been humans, it seems to me that for several millennia, religious art, the attempt to engage and ensnare the divine in nets of stone or paint or language, was the center of gravity of human consciousness, the swirling hub of the whirlpool where critical mass was being formed, eventually precipitating a plateau-ending revolution. Sorting through that hopelessly mixed, mostly useless metaphor, I think what I am trying to say is this. As a species, we worked at religion's forms, its liturgies and sacred art, its trances and its rigid modes of life, because we could work on them. Our monkey minds were able to grasp, barely, the idea of greater, wiser intelligences than our own, and could also grasp the idea of supplicating those intelligences in search and support of our own elevation. It follows that the slow and painful recession of religion's influence in our time is due not to moral decay, but to increased capacity. That is, our mental and spiritual abilities have expanded, and we're ready now for a harder game. We began by supplicating the awesome forces we dimly perceived, moved on to attempting dialogue with the divine, and now, as we persist in our growth as a species, we seek to embody and harness divinity in vessels of our own making, that is, in the computer intelligences that so occupy us now, and to which we are giving over the running of our societies and cultures. It is time, in other words, to leave childish things behind. And yet, ironically, it is in childish things that this emulation of God is now finding its fullest expression. Computer games are the most expensive and complex entertainments ever devised by humans, and they perfectly express the deepest realities of existence. Consider a game like Skyrim, which sold 7 million copies in the first week of its release. I know, from watching my son play, that a person can explore the world of Skyrim for months, and yet never have the exact same game experience as some other player. This astounds me. This near-infinite complexity, this wealth of experience contained, somehow, in the non-space of a disk or thumb drive. The idols and cathedrals and rituals of religion seem far removed from the casual violence of computer games, but the underlying urge is surely the same, to engage with mystery and to know God. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.